Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers detained a man and tried to enter his family's home in Albion on Tuesday. WXXI's Noelle Evans has more.
Antonino Hernandez Batista was driving to work in the morning when he was intercepted by ICE officers and taken to the Batavia Detention Center. There, he called his wife. During that call, he said he was in Batavia. That's it. His wife, Lucila, said that the family doesn't know anything more than that. She has withheld her last name out of concern for her safety. After he was detained, ICE officers arrived at the house.
Pues llegaron y se bajaron, rodearon la casa, y luego...
They arrived and came down, surrounding the house, Lucila said, later knocking at the windows and at the door as though they wanted to force through the window. They couldn't, and it was the same with the door and everything, making a lot of noise. For 4 hours they remained, Lucila said, waiting in the unmarked cars they arrived in. The window screens of the house are now ripped and show signs of impact. The glass pane on the front door is cracked at the doorknob. Lucila said they threatened to come back for her and for her kids. Family members and advocates with the Rochester Rapid Response Network, which is an advocacy group for undocumented immigrants in emergency situations, said that the officers did not have a warrant.
They didn't. They say they did. They have a warrant, but they didn't have a warrant. They lied to us.
That's Lucila's nephew, Cody Gomez, who arrived at the house late that morning. In a video taken by a Rapid Response Network member, four officers dressed in plain clothes address Gomez. One handing him an order of supervision with a court date for Lucila. Then they got into their cars and left. The notice, the officer told Gomez, means she's to remain at the house. But no one feels safe there anymore. We're worried. We're scared because we don't know if they're going to come back again. They already know where we live. The truth is that we're scared right now. Lucila and her husband have been living in the U.S. for around 17 years, working and raising kids, who were born in the U.S. The two came from Mexico, from a place where Lucila said there were no jobs. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement said that Hernandez Batista was sought out as part of a targeted enforcement action, and he will remain in ICE custody pending removal from the U.S. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.